It's a Switzerland and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parshas Bahaloscha, from Soloveitchik would often say that this is like a bee getting his honey. So many ideas, so many different things that we're going to talk about, but we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives. Parakhes Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Hashem speaks to Moshe saying, Daber el Aharon, V'yamarte elov, Bahaloscha es haneros. He speaks to Aaron, and he says, you should go, and you should be able to kindle the lights. Rashi says, why is the menorah next to the Nesiim? Says Rashi, Lefi kishero Aaron chanukas ha-Nesiim chal shedaito. When he saw that all the Nesiim were bringing so many karbonos and so many different things in last week's parsha, he was very upset. He wanted to bring things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, I'm going to give you the Neros. What? Why? Why was Aaron appeased? Furthermore, we'll call it 1B, because we know we always ask three questions. I don't want to scare anyone. Three is always the number that we remember. So 1B, Rashi brings, Bahaloscha, according from the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph, from an Aleph, that what does it mean, Bahaloscha? He says, two pshatim. One pshat is that the flame, oleh, ba'lachson, lashon aliyah, the flame goes by itself, it raises by itself. And then he brings another, quoting from the Gemara in Menachos, Choftesim and Aleph, that the menorah, the Kohen would stand on a ladder, and then he would go, and then he would light the candles. Seemingly, it seems like two different pshatim, two different explanations. However, Mizrahi, who's a major commentary on Rashi, says that both of these pshatim are working within each other. What do you mean? They're not working within each other. One is talking about the candle going up by itself, and the other one is that the kohen to go light the candle. So what do you mean? Rav Moshe Feinstein is going to give a gevaldic answer to answer that question. Question two. We know, if you'd ask anyone how many parshas, how many svarim there are in the Torah, we know that you would say five. However, comes along the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Tesvav Amud Beis, and the Gemara says something amazing. The Gemara says that you know how many parshas there are? There are seven. Seven parshas. Why are there seven parshas? Because if you look in Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Hey, they are backwards nuns. We know that in this week's Parsha, again, a lot of things going on in this week's Parsha, Klal Yisrael traveling, and then they are complaining, right? They complain about different things. Right? They complain about their food, and they complain about different things. However, Chazal have two nuns, and they block it off with a Pasuk, Vayihi bin Soa Aaron. Right? We know we say that every time we take out the Torah. Vayi bin Soa Aaron, Vayomer Moshe. I know everyone wants to sing it. You'll sing it later. But backwards nuns. Ask the Gevaldik Achronim. What do you mean, backwards nuns? Why specifically backwards nuns? You could have anything backwards. Why are we breaking up this Vayihi bin Soa Aaron, or carrying the Aaron, with backwards nuns? Question two. Question three. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over the Mesorah, and he says to the Zakenim, and it says in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chof Dalid, Vayetse Moshe Vayidaber El Ha'am Es Divrei Hashem Vayasov Shivim Ish Mizikne Ha'am. The Medrash says, we're talking about Shivim Ish. 70, it should not say Ish. Ish is Yachid, is singular. It should say plural. We're talking about 70. Give it to the Shivim Zakenim. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu passed it down to Yoshua, as we know, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Aleph Aleph, which the Chevron knows by heart, Baruch Hashem, that Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Masori Li Yoshua. But why? So the Medrash says something amazing. It says that it says Ish. Where else does it say Ish? We say every day in the morning, as Yashir, Tesvav, Gimel, and Parshas B'Shalach, it says, Hashem, Ish, Nochama. And furthermore, in this week's Parsha, at the end of the Parsha, it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yud Beis Gimel, Ish, Moshe, Anov, Mikol Adam. So, what is this idea of Ish? So let's just gather over the different questions. Question one was Aaron. How come he was appeased with the menorah? Question 1b, Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Mizrahi are trying to figure out how can we say that Baloska means that the candle goes up by itself, and furthermore, that it means that the Kohen went in and he put the candle into the menorah. They seem like two different pshatim, but Rav Moshe says that they're the same. Why the backwards nuns? And lastly, why does it say Shivim Ish? So what's the Yisoid? Again, all these Yisoidis, as we always say, is about one idea, that we're trying to build that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have things that block us, and we're trying to build that relation with Hashem, because Hashem has given us so much, and He's the Ribono Shel, and He decides everything in our lives. What's the Yisod? Comes along the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, my grandfather, who I often quote, Reb Amzer, Zachrinu Sadeh Kodesh L'Brocha, was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He actually got smicha from Reb Moshe. And how did he get smicha from Reb Moshe? He went over, he was once speaking, and he went over to Reb Moshe and he said, you know, I want to get smicha from you. And Reb Moshe said, come, let's learn, you'll get smicha from me. And he went, and he took so many bechinas, and he memorized so many things, and he got very close to Reb Moshe Feinstein. Now, they tell amazing stories. We always love stories. It's all about the stories. They tell a story, again, Rav Moshe Feinstein, he was one of the Posek Hador, such an unav, such a humble person. And one time, he was walking on the street on Shabbos, and he saw a little kid on the street. And he turned to the kid, and he said, how come you're walking on the street by yourself? You're a little kid. So it turns out what happened. His father was watching him. And we all know when fathers watch their kids, sometimes it's a couch. And you fall asleep on the couch. So, right, but the worst part of that when you fall asleep on the couch, what is it? Because you wake up like 2 hours later and you're like, I didn't get my nap. Oh, come on, right? You fall asleep on the couch and you didn't get your nap. But really, you got your nap, right? The father falls asleep on the couch. And what does this little boy do? He goes outside by himself. Rav Moshe Feinstein sees this little boy, brings him back into the house, but he didn't want to wake up the father. Father's sleeping, so he decides he's going to play toys with the little boy. He's on the floor playing toys with the little boy, and then the father wakes up, and he sees on the floor the Gadol Hador sitting with his son. Probably the son will never forget that, probably the father will never forget that. And he sees the Gadol Hador sitting and playing games with his son, obviously kosher games. And the father is like blown away. Again, this is the anivus of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Right? Everyone knows the famous story that there was once a little boy, not even so little, he was calling out to his friend and he said, Moshe, Moshe, Moshe! And who turned around? Rav Moshe Feinstein. Because he was so, but again, they say about Rav Moshe that he was so normal. Sometimes he had these gedolim that are just totally, you can't relate to any of them, but Rav Moshe Feinstein was such a normal person. You know, he had his children, he always let his children play, and if he saw that they weren't able to, whatever, he wasn't hard on them, and Baruch Hashem, they became Gedolim also. So Rav Moshe was an amazing person. Rav Moshe says a gavaldik pshat in the Rashi of Bahaloska, and he says like this, he says, really these two pshatim really do work within each other. Why do they work within each other? It's because, how does the flame go up by itself? A person works, and he works, but how does that happen? You know, the menorah wasn't so high. The menorah was only 18 tefachim. It wasn't so high. Nevertheless, the Kohen went, took a ladder, and went over, cleaned it out, and then lit it. Says Rav Moshe, you know what that represents? That represents a person working on himself, cleaning things out, going over the top and making sure that he could produce. And after a person does that, and after a person produces, then the flame is going to be able to go by itself. Because that's the role of every individual. That's the role of a teacher. That's the role of a parent. That's the role of a grandparent, is that the child is able to build themselves. That a child is able to go on himself and create. And that's what Moshe Feinstein is saying. You know, one time, it was Ben Ismanim, and I got a call from a bacher. And I was nervous about this bacher, what's going to be? Again, so many nisyonos. And he calls me up and he says, I go to shul and I have chavrusas and I have such a great day. That's what it's about. It's about building yourself, that even when it's hard, you're able to do it by yourself. So what are these backwards nuns? Why the backwards nuns? So Rav Lam used to be the president of Yitzchak Elchanan YU. I actually had the chus to get on one of the last smicha bechinas, I don't know if this is T4 or not, on one of the last smicha bechinas, so you have to get a bechina from Rabbi Lam. So I was a little nervous. It was me and I think two other people, and we were sitting with Rabbi Lam, and he was asking us different questions in his office, and he turns to me, and he says, okay, Bloom, you don't have to call me Bloom, he said you. He said, I have a question for you. I said, okay. He's like, are you allowed to make early Shabbos? So I said, you know, a lot of people in America and Israel also, they make early Shabbos. Like, of course. He's like, how do you know that? So literally the day before, one of my rabbeim, Rav Yenison Sachs, with Rosh Yeshiva now of Landers, gave a whole shiur on Tosefet Shabbos, how you can make Shabbos early, the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Brachos Chatadav Chavav, and all these makoros that you're able to accept Shabbos early. And I started telling him it was such siyad de dishmaya that I learned it the day before. It's similar to the bechina, and I'm really T4ing myself, similar to the bechina with Rav Herschel Schechter. I was very nervous. I knew Rav Herschel Schechter a little from NCSY Kollel. He comes to NCSY Kollel, and he learns with the boys day and night. It's the most unbelievable sight, seeing a tremendous Talmud Chacham, major gadol in America. And he just sits and learns with the boys all day. So I had a little shaykhus, I had a relationship with him. So I went over to him and I started asking him a bunch of questions. And I'm like, and by the way, Rav Schechter, I have a bechina with you. So he turns to me and says, okay, enough with you asking me questions. I'm going to ask you some questions. I don't know if I imitated him right, but it sounds nice. So he says to me, let me ask you a question. What's the difference between, I remember it like it was yesterday. I don't really remember. Like, yesterday is just one of those phrases, you know what I'm saying? But I remember it. So he said, what is the difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin? And again, a couple of days before, I heard a shiur from my Rebbe about that exact topic. Everything's Siyata Dishmaya. Siyata Dishmaya, again, I talk about that a lot. If you don't know what Siyata Dishmaya means, yeah, Siyata Dishmaya means that we see Hashem's hand in our life. Because he's always in our life. Even if we don't see it sometimes, he's always there. Rabbi Lam says the Gavaldik Pshat. Why the backwards nuns? What are the nuns about? So if you look in Chazal, a nun represents from the word nuna. Nuna. What's a nuna? A nuna is a fish. A fish. Why a fish? A fish because sometimes a fish goes against the current. A lot of fishes in the water, they go against the current. They don't conform, they just go, they fight against it. We know Moshe Rabbeinu had so many names. It's not Victor, it's so many different names. One name that we go by whenever we call Moshe Rabbeinu, we call Moshe, why? Because Basir called him Moshe. So one idea is Hakaras HaTov, that she saved him. Another idea is Min HaMayim Mishisuhu. Why specifically the water? Why are we saying that min hamayim mishisuhu? So Ibn Ezra says something amazing. Ibn Ezra says that Moshe Rabbeinu lived in the house of royalty. He needed to live in the house of royalty. He wouldn't have been able to accomplish what he needed to do if he didn't live in the house of royalty. However, Moshe Rabbeinu said, even though I came from the house of royalty, I don't care. This is my people. I'm going to leave Midian and go save my people. I'm not going to conform to society. I'm not going to just give in. Min hamayim mishisuhu. You know why the backwards nuns? Because Klal Yisrael was complaining. The only way to fight and see the good in things is Vayihi bin Soa Aaron. To bring Hashem into your life. To bring the Torah into your life. To realize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to push yourself. To not just give up. Not to just settle. We know, we read about Pesach Sheni in this week's parsha. They weren't able. They were Tamei. The Gemara in Pesachim talks about who were they Tamei from. The Gemara in Sukkah also. Whether it was the bones of Yosef. And the Torah tells us that the people said that they want to bring the Korban Pesach. And what do they say? They say, Lama Nigra. Why should we lose out? We don't want to lose out. Lama Nigra, right? Found in Parakhes, Parakhes, Pasuk Zion. Vayomer Anoshim Ahim Anachtu Tmeim Lenefesh Dom. Lama Nigra. Why should we lose out? Why? Because they didn't want to lose out. They wanted to continue. They wanted to be able to have the Pesach Sheni. Why the Lashon of Ish? Why the Lashon of Ish? So we see Ish happens all the time. Her friend says something gewaldic. Why Ish? Because Ish shows us the duality, as we spoke about in the beginning of Bamidbar, that we have Ish and we have Mayim. Ish, we said, represents the godless Adam, that a person is great, and at the same time, Mayim is the idea of Anava, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem's in our life, that we're humble, just like water hits the lowest point. As Rabbi Akiva tells us in Gemara in Brachos, that you have a rock and a drop, little by little, finally it will break that rock. Why? Because water could do anything. Water is the Torah, in Mayim el Torah, and water is shiftless to Adam. So you have the duality of man. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish, Anav, Mikol Adam, and you have the idea Hashem, Ish, Milchama. Ish represents the idea that I have this duality, that I'm the man, but at the same time realizing Hashem, Ish, Milchama. Leadership. We all want to be leaders. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Yeshua, he says, Chazak v'yamatz. You're going to deal with this nation. You're going to take them into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to realize that this is a great nation. A nation that we're still here. It's amazing that we're still here. Why are we still here? Because we have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're such a small percentage of the world. But we're still here because we have the Torah. The inventions that we do. What we add to society. It's because we have the relationship with Hashem. The Torah is part of our lives. As we know, what we said before in Pirkei Avos, I think this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos represents what we're saying right now, all these different ideas. Mishnah says that there are three things, right? Well, the Mishnah says later, Ha'olam omeid, ala Torah, v'al avoida, v'al gvilos chasadim. We know the idea of Torah keeping the world going, Avoida, Tefillah, and Gemilos Chasadim. That's the later Mishnah in the first parak. However, the first Mishnah says, what are the three things that a person needs to do? Misunim Badin. A person needs to be deliberate. He needs to be strong in judgment. He needs to be strong-willed. He has to not give up. He has to push himself. He has to realize he could do it and not settle. That's Masunin Badin. That's like the people of the Pesach Sheni. That's like the Moshe Rabbeinu's. Not giving up. Vasu Siag LaTorah. And you need to make a Siag. You need to make a fence to the Torah. How do you not make a fence? How do you make? Why are you making a fence? Because you're showing yourself that you don't want to conform to society. The minute you conform to society and you give in to their values, you're going to forget about the Torah values. And lastly, Ve'emidu Talmidim Harbe. I once heard from my uncle, Uncle Gedalia, B'shem my grandfather, Ve'emidu, why Lashon Amida? Amida means to stand. As we call that Moshe, that Ramosha Feinstein, the beautiful Ramosha, that a person, the whole purpose is that you build yourself. And even if you're not parents yet, the more you're building yourself now in the Torah, in the Avodah, that's going to have a later effect. Baruch Hashem, I come from a home and my parents gave me so much and keep on building me, and my wife came from a home that they keep on building her. And my job to give over to my children is to build them. They're midu talmidim harbe, to build. But the only way you're going to be able to do that is if you build yourself. If you don't fill yourself up, how can you give to others? You need to build yourself up. Why was Aaron Chalishus Das? Because he felt that he wasn't going to have something that was going to be lasting for generation. Comes along the Ramban and says, no. Aaron, I'm going to give you the menorah. Guess what? The menorah is going to be l'dori, dori, dori. So we still light the menorah. We're waiting for the Beis HaMikdash that we can light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But the menorah is something we do every Hanukkah. Don't worry, Aaron. Right, as Pasuk says in the beginning of the parasha, Aaron didn't deviate from anything. Of course Aaron didn't. He was Aaron. No, because he treated everything new. Everything kichadosha, everything is great. So again, the more we build ourselves, the more we don't conform to society, the more we see the godless of a person. And I think, let's just review, just make sure we have all the answers to the questions. Mizrahi and Ramesha Feinstein explain, they're not really arguing. These two pshatim. Ramesha again, just to reiterate, Ramesha says that they're not arguing. The more a person steps in, he doesn't need, the menorah is small, but he steps into the menorah. He steps in, and then he builds himself, and then that flame goes up by itself, which is the whole purpose of man. Aaron didn't have Chalisha Sadas. In the beginning he did, but afterwards he didn't, because he saw that the menorah was going to be for generation to generation. Why the backwards nuns? The backwards nuns to show that Nuna, if we can't conform to society, even when we go back to America, which is soon, there's going to be a lot of values, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be thrown at us, a lot of things that we saw before, but we have to bring our Torah real into our life. And Shivim Ish, why the Lashon of singular? Because every single person could become that Ish. Just like it says by Az Yashir, it says, Az Yashir Hashem Ish Mochama, we learn from Hashem, Mahu Chanin Afatal Rechanin. Just like Hashem is great, so can we be great. And Ish, Moshe was an Anam Mikol Adam Ish. Why? Because he was the leader. But at the same time, he was an Anam. It's not a contradiction. You could be a leader, and you could realize that it's all coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let us realize our godless. Let us realize Parshas Baaloscha. Again, there's so much stuff in Parshas Baaloscha. If you haven't started Shnai Mikra, this is the Parsha to do it. But a person should just keep on building themselves. The more they build themselves, the greater their lives are going to be, and the more they're going to be able to give over to the Dori Dori Doris. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.